As Republicans talk health care reform rollback, here's the big question in business. What are health care providers to do now?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning to you. I'm Bob Moon in for Steve Chiotakis. The debate over health care is back. Tomorrow, Republicans take over the House of Representatives, and they've just scheduled a vote next week on repealing the reform law. Even though a repeal seems more than unlikely, from Washington, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports health care companies don't seem to be adapting to the new playing field.
The repeal vote should come a week from Wednesday. But remember, Democrats still hold the Senate and the veto pen in the White House, so any real change would likely come after the 2012 presidential race. But here's the thing. That's late in the game to move the goalposts. By then, insurance companies need to plan for 30 million new customers in 2014 under the law, and hospitals have to plan for less reimbursement for Medicare, industry consultant Robert Leshefsky.
Do they spend lots of money only to find out that the Republicans kill this thing in 2013? This political standoff really puts the marketplace in a terrible place.
Markets hate uncertainty. Lawyers, probably less so. The law's requirement that individuals buy health insurance is under challenge, and Leshefsky won't be surprised if the Supreme Court weighs in at some point next year. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Stocks are on the rise again in Europe this morning, better than 2% in London this hour, close to 1% in Paris. Frankfurt's DAX is up a fraction. Asian stocks closed higher today. The Dow kicks off this morning from a gain of 93 points yesterday. For pro football fans, excitement about the playoffs is mixed with anxiety about the very real chance there might be a lockout next season. Today, a court-appointed investigator hears a complaint from the league's players' union. The players argue owners inked deals with TV networks for less money than they could have gotten. On purpose, Marketplace's David Gura reports.
Players and owners have been trying to hammer out a new collective bargaining agreement since 2008. The contract runs out in just 2 months. But if there's a lockout and games get canceled, owners will still get $4.5 billion from TV contracts they negotiated. The NFL Players Association calls it lockout insurance and says it's an unfair advantage.
The players are concerned that owners are going to say, well, we're going to be paid anyway next year. We're not in a great hurry to negotiate. And if players don't want to go with what we want, then they're going to have to be the ones to wait out.
Michael McCann directs the Sports Law Institute at Vermont Law School.
I think the harder question is whether or not that's actually illegal and whether or not it contravenes the spirit of the collective bargaining agreement in any of its provisions.
Team owners want more games in a season, a pay ceiling for rookies, and a greater share of revenues. Both sides had hoped to reach an agreement before the Super Bowl. Michael McCann still holds out hope.
At the end of the day, it would seem that it's in both parties' interest to get a deal done and to continue playing football.
In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by MassMutual, offering Save the Game, a financial literacy app for children designed for iPod Touch and iPhone, available on the App Store. And by Reputation Defender, monitoring, protecting, and helping improve your online reputation while deleting personal data from websites that sell it. ReputationDefender.com.
If you really want to know what's going on in the world, follow the money. And if you want to follow the money, you'll need to go where the people are. A higher birth rate produces rising numbers of consumers. And a new analysis of world population trends suggests global economic power is shifting toward Asia. Timothy Homan of Bloomberg News rounded up the facts and figures on populations around the globe. He joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you.
You went through a lot of data on world populations, and it seems Asia's the big winner here. Is there something special about Asia's population that makes for a bright future?
Well, the fact that they have such large populations over there allows for a larger labor force, and that means lots of workers. And not only has it been attractive for companies in those countries, but it's been very attractive for companies in sort of the Western world. That means lots of dollars are flowing into those countries, and they just have more money to spend than they would have otherwise.
Well, we've watched a rivalry emerge in the past few years between these two growing economic powers, China and India. How do population patterns play into that rivalry?
India has seen its population increase at a faster rate. They don't have the one-child policy that China does. And that just means that they're able to attract more foreign investment because foreign companies know that there will always be this sort of replenishing supply in the labor force.
You point out a few developed nations where the populations are actually contracting. What is that going to mean for their position in the global economy?
That's going to mean that they're going to have a harder time supporting their aging population. If you don't have younger workers entering the workforce, then you have a hard time supporting people through the equivalent of Social Security. A lot of these countries are going to have to be looking to outside labor, and that means they might have to sort of relax their immigration policies.
I have to ask about us, as in U.S.
Yes.
What are the population trends here, and how might they relate to our future growth?
The U.S. has one of the lowest median age, about 39.6 in the U.S., and that's going to be younger than China in about the next 20 years. What it means is that the population growth in the U.S. is actually going to be buoyed by this higher fertility rate. It means that we will sort of stay in the number three position population-wise for about the next 40 years.
The fountain of youth right here.
Yes.
Timothy Homan is a reporter for Bloomberg. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Finally, there's word this morning that the media giant Viacom unloaded the company that makes the video game Rock Band last month for a song, so to speak. The Wall Street Journal's All Things Digital blog reports when the once red-hot game franchise went cold, Viacom sold Harmonix to an investment group for $49.99, which happens to be the list price for Rock Band 3. There is more to the story. The Columbus Nova Investment Group assumed the game company's liabilities. Read that debt, music licensing fees and such. And the deal was structured so Viacom gets as much as $150 million in tax benefits. If you've got a big deal to tell us about, just go to our website, marketplace.org, and click on the link that says Contact. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
You know how when you call customer service and you get a robot on the other end of the line? Turns out the sound of that voice actually matters.
Voice quality does play a role in the initial perceptions of whether or not a problem will be resolved.
I'm Kai Rizdal, improving the automated experience and the rest of the day's business news next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.